Hello again. The news that Roger Waterson had been gathered last week was a huge shock. He was simply a giant amongst Manx radio staff for so many years. I can recall clearly his precision and attention to detail when one weekend many years ago I arrived at the station for a Christmas sort of chat along about sundry Christmas sort of related health matters. There was Roger, scripted up, largest clear font in front of him, craned over his specs. It flowed from him. It was simply professional. It looked easy, calm, informed. But like a graceful swan gliding along on troubled waters, underneath the engine, the webbed blades were whirring. Hidden from view, he took this business seriously, and it showed. Above all, he cared about people, hence interest in politics, the process too. He wished to make things happen and queried why they weren't. He was fiercely Manx, as I learnt, to my embarrassment, adding to my local education in these matters, as I once suggested to Roger that the island was perhaps rather overgoverned, don't you think, Roger, given that the average English constituency had a population of about 70-odd thousand for one MP. Fixing me with steely eyes, he advised me, no, it's not overgoverned, it's just how it works so well over here. This the oldest of parliaments. Perhaps those on our neighbouring islands could learn something from us, he suggested. Enough said. This week, we're just seeing more coughs and colds arriving as the nights lengthen. Nothing too nasty, but it seems that things are becoming, well, more seasonal. Numerous small children arriving with a variety of chesty things, ears, throats, the usual sort of stuff. But one of the more significant presentations in such cases being the wheezy child. Never underestimate how quickly things can change in such children. Classically, the little person starting off with a sniffle. Then a persistent wet cough, coupled with an increasing breathing rate, often with a little actual wheezing, sort of noticeable. You can actually feel the chest more than actually hear it. Young children, being so resilient, may just seem, well, rather quiet, subdued, rather than shouting their complaints on the rooftops. Little to see thus externally. Scratch under the surface, though, and there we have it. Rapid breathing, with so-called accessory muscles moving. High fever. Racing heart. Nowadays, you readily employ all kinds of tools in this scenario, particularly in children who have never had this problem before. They just arrive at A&E, arrive at the surgery, arrive at meds, just sort of with this situation. Maybe there's a vague family history of wheezing or asthma in the parents or grandparents or aunties or uncles. Maybe this particular child had something called bronchiolitis when they were tiny. But suddenly, this cold and cough has turned, well, a bit strange and a bit worrying. So these little gadgets we all have nowadays, well, the thermometers plunging into the ears. Oxygen measurements via little dinky handheld thing called oximeters, measuring both oxygen levels, or saturation as we call it, but also heart rate. And we regularly supply A&E with such children at this time of year. Why? Well, yes, they may respond quickly to standard inhaled medications, often via a nebulizer. These little devices that basically convert the liquid therapy, typically salbutamol, the blue inhaler stuff, into a very fine mist that is so easily absorbed into the lungs via a face mask, it's transformational. However, it's 25 times the dose of a single puff of an inhaler, so it's quite a lot of stuff. Even after seemingly becoming much improved, pinkier, perkier to remember two notable little piglets, we sometimes resist the temptation or the request to allow little Frida or Freebie home on the basis that, well, they're much better now. Oh no, particularly at night. Mark my words, fine on the way home, 2 hours later, struggling again. Result, back into meds, back into A&E, children's ward, whatever. So don't feel too frustrated if this happens to you or yours. Sitting in the children's ward, though, is much less stressful, believe me, than worrying at the bedside sitting at home. Thankfully, all ends well in nearly all cases, although the occasional child will need a slightly longer run of treatment, often it's just a day or so. They're perhaps home on inhalers for a period of time. So, if this scenario is applied to you or yours, please understand this reassurance and reasoning and process. All will be okay in the end. Till next week. Cheerio.